Can you identify the free time activities?
Listen to the descriptions of the hobbies and guess what they're talking about.
I usually go once or twice a year. I'd love to go more often, but I can't take any more time off work. I've been doing it for about 10 years now. It's great being out there in the mountains. I also love all the après-ski activities too, such as going out to bars in the village, drinking hot chocolate in cafes, or relaxing in the sauna or jacuzzi after a day outside in the fresh air.
My grandma originally taught me how to play. She showed me a few of the basic moves, and we'd often play when I was staying at her house as a child. These days, I mostly play on my iPad with an app that I downloaded. It lets you play against the computer. It's great being able to play on your own wherever you want, although I also enjoy playing with friends and my kids. It's an amazing game, and there's so much to learn.
I've been doing it for about 5 years now. I've got a really stressful job, and I find it just relaxes me so much. It also makes me feel really good. Some of the positions are quite difficult, but stretching your body is really good for you. If you want to find out more about it, there are lots of books, magazines, and websites about it, as well as videos on YouTube showing you some of the basic moves. Everyone can benefit from it, and I mean everyone, children, adults, the elderly. It's the perfect pastime.
A lot of people don't think of this as a real sport, but it is. I mean, after going out for a couple of hours, it's like a big workout in the gym. And it's great for your legs, back, arms, neck. In fact, apart from swimming, it's one of the few sports that exercises all your muscles. I go as often as I can, and I just love it. It's incredible to think that you can control this creature that weighs more than 500 kilos. And when you're cantering or galloping, it's just like you're flying.